There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back live and on location today from Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. If you're in the neighborhood, please stop by. There's some, what is there? There's a lot of goodies there, Todd. There's cookies. There's, I might have had a donut hole or two. There's, some kind of like a blueberry bread, you know, like a banana bread with blueberries in it.
Oh, and, yeah,
a lot of soda, coffee, some bunch of goodies. So we'll be here through the lunch hour today. Love to have you stop by and say hello. If you're in the neighborhood, easy to find, too, because Polar Service Center has the biggest sign on the planet Earth, right? Well, maybe not quite that big, but it's a big sign right there just along Highway 22 north of the
Kildare. I've told you a zillion times not to exaggerate. You know?
I don't know any other way. I just don't. So anyway, come by and see us. We're going to chat with Doug Goring this hour, North Dakota's ag commissioner, about a big victory yesterday. Governor Dalrymple signing a piece of legislation that encompassed a campaign promise from Doug that we chatted about on this program during the campaign last year. Love it when those campaign promises are fulfilled, and it's a neat deal. So we'll talk with Doug about that. And we also have lots of commentary going on the Bismarck Tribune's advocacy for Governor Dalrymple to veto the legislation on the concealed carry, reducing the penalties or eliminating the penalty for a few places where you could take a gun. We have the Harry Reid comment. A lot of folks are commenting on that. You can check it all out on Facebook and comment or give us a ring. We're going to meet the president and CEO of Polar Service Center. There's a company that has 32 locations all across the USA. And we'll chat with Mike Evans about doing business in North Dakota compared to doing business in Texas or California or, you know, all the other places they are. And what it's like. Looking forward to a little bit of that story. And we're also going to meet the HR folks to tell you about if you have any kind of tank trailer experience at all in one area or another, you've got a home here at a company that is expanding and growing and that's pretty extraordinary. And with Bakken wages up to $35 an hour, your choice of either free housing in their townhome living accommodations or a $700 monthly housing allowance, I mean, cash bonuses and great health care plans, one of the best in the business. It's really an extraordinary story. We'll tell you more of that as we go throughout the program today. If you can't wait to find out more about these opportunities, you can call Terry here at Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164, 507-696-1164. So we'll be doing more of that as well. I want to get Cameron and Mandan in here, who's been waiting a while, and also John and Bismarck. I know you're waiting, and then we're going to get to Doug and more of our guests here as we go throughout the program. 800-228-0550. Cameron, what's on your mind?
Hey, you. Just to clarify, you said earlier you read some studies, and they all say that more guns means safer. Is that correct?
Yeah, my headlines, my word, but the analysis I've seen, and John Lott's my favorite, out of the University of Chicago, I believe he's at. No, he's been a few places, but if you look up John Lott, LOTT, the analysis you get from his research is more guns equals less crime every time.
Really? Just one guy is your idea of studies?
Well, no. I mean, they're peer reviewed. They go through all the, you know. I mean, he's my favorite. There's many out there.
What journal was he published in?
You know, I don't know. I know.
Really? I've read all manner of studies. I can't like label off the authors like you just did, but you know, the Journal of Quarterly Criminology, American Journal of Economics and Sociology, JAMA, Law and Policy, Government and Policy, Health and Policy, et cetera. I've read all these journals, and I did my own investigation of gun control, and I'm not, you know, finding anything that supports your claim that more guns equals safer.
Well, to me, it's common sense. I don't even need some academic to tell me that. I don't at all, because the bad guys...
You know what? The fact is, the studies are mixed.
Cameron, that's a belief you have, and I respect that. I disagree with it.
That's not a belief. That's an actual objective fact. The studies are mixed.
Yeah, well, the objective fact that I have, and I could show you the research from John Lott, is more guns equal less crime. And so my study meets your study. I'm just saying,
you know,
forget
what's
the
really sobering is I did my own study. I actually do a multivariate linear regression analysis, This is really sobering, okay?
I don't know what you just said, but
multivariate linear regression ANOVA. I did my own study. I was trying to write an article about this, and so I reviewed all the science and all the studies.
I thought ANOVA was a show on PBS.
I reviewed most of the science, most of the studies. I surfed the abstracts ad nauseum, and I couldn't find any, you know, consensus as far as the deterrent effect or as far as, am I still on?
Here's an idea, Cameron.
Yeah, you're on.
Cameron?
Let me make my point here. I did my own multivariate analysis, and one of the assumptions of the analysis is that the distribution has to be normal. The data has to be like a bell curve, all right? And you know what? I had to eliminate the U.S. from my bi-country analysis because there's so much gun ownership and there's so much gun violence.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm joking. It's not terrible. It's what the founding fathers envisioned. Cameron, here's the deal.
Envisioned all this gun violence? The founding fathers envisioned all this frickin' violence?
Cameron?
Yes.
I do not have time to get into this to you today, but what I'm going to ask you to do is to hold on a moment so I can get your telephone number.
Okay.
And what I'd like to do is I'll have my friend John Lott. Well, I shouldn't say my friend. The person I quoted, whom I've interviewed previously, John Lott. I'll ask him to come on and compare his notes to your ANOVA and see if we can, because you're obviously well-researched and have a different opinion, and that's fine. But I'm just saying
that I look at the research, I surf the abstracts, and I can't come to any definitive conclusion one way or the other.
But you did just say you eliminated the United States from your study. Doesn't that skew the study considerably?
Because of how horrible we are. So just hang on, Cameron. Cameron, I do not have time. We're already longer than I am. So I just hang on. Manny is going to take your information, and we will invite you back on the program and just compare some ANOVAs. Even though I don't know what a ANOVA is. But anyway, I appreciate it very much, Cameron.
The Chevy, right?
I thought it was a show on PBS. I didn't know it was something where you
studied. Ask your guys at Hedolls. I'm sure one of those guys used to have a Chevy ANOVA.
Sure, yeah. Okay, good point. Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hedolls guys will know. You're right. Exactly right. All right, Doug Goring is here, and I promise not to ask anything about ANOVAs. But I am going to ask about a piece of legislation that was signed by Governor Dalrymple yesterday. Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner in the great state of North Dakota. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd.
Nice to have you back on the program. Congratulations to you. I mean, it isn't every day that, a particular idea or proposal from a campaign actually makes it to legislation, and certainly not in the record time this one did, signed yesterday. I'm speaking specifically about your idea of having an ombudsman as a sort of go-between, I guess, between landowners and pipeline companies. So I wanted to congratulate you first and foremost on that.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of people that need to be commended on this. I carried a lot of water, and those that have been impacted, I mean, Northwest Landowners, Petroleum Council, they've had a right-of-way task force committee. They've been talking about and working on this issue. I've been dealing with this for probably the last five and a half years. Ever since I came into office, I've had calls. I've been doing this job. The whole problem has been I've been doing it from my office. I've received calls from people about some of their concerns. I picked up the phone, talked to companies. They then went out, met with the person, and resolved these things. But you just don't give it adequate time, and really there's still issues about how people need to feel like they have some assurances that their issues are being dealt with, you know, that there's somebody responding to their concerns in a timely manner. North Dakotans are very good at having expectations that people follow through, but there's a lack of understanding about how farmers and ranchers, landowners view their land and how they believe things are going to be taken care of. Sometimes it's written into an easement as to what those timelines are. Sometimes it's not. So this is one way of addressing the situation, stepping up, and providing a liaison, so to speak. What would actually happen in this situation is if someone has a concern or an issue and they call back, they call here, they can email us, they can go on the website, they can fill out a web form, they can even send a letter by snail mail. And as soon as we get it, as soon as we hear about what their issue is, we just want a few vital pieces of information, such as where's the location, who might the contractor be, when did the work start, how long has that pipeline or any of that disturbance been present, And also, what's the issue? What's the concern? And we'll get someone out there in a short period of time to meet with the landowner, the tenant, look at the problem. We'll then bring out the contractor, the company, whoever that might be that was responsible for the care, management, maintenance of that particular area. Have them talk about what's a reasonable resolution, what's a reasonable timeline. Again, going back to if there's anything that's actually in the contract about the easement, try to work from that. If there's no language in there, then let's come up with some definitive way of addressing this and resolving it, because there could be erosion out there, it could be slumping, there could be maybe a lack of vegetation or no vegetation after it was supposed to have been planted. But just address all these things, because it'll help us put more pipeline in the ground. And once farmers and ranchers feel like their issues are being addressed and their concerns are being met, they're more apt to allow a pipeline company to come back in and put in another one.
Very good point. Very good point. Hang on, if you would. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Doug Going, State Ag Commissioner, our guest on What's On Your Mind Life. Polar Service Center, Killdeer today. Don't go away. Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I don't know if we'll settle it today, but, you know, Cameron was on earlier and disagreeing with the idea that more guns, less crime, right? So my wife sends me a text saying, don't be mean. So I said, well, I didn't think it was being mean.
Wives always say that crap.
And you're married, Todd, so yeah. I'm not going to go home and say, well, that was a bunch of crap, dear. I'm going to say, yes, dear. I'm sorry.
I know, but what do guys say behind their back? Oh, that's just a wife being the wife.
She said, obviously he disagrees with me. But if you pick apart what he says, like what
I'm just teasing,
like what Todd
Mrs.
did,
Adam.
She said you did a better job than I did. She thought I was being juvenile with the whole Nova, isn't that PBS? You know.
Well.
Anyway,
maybe,
listen, in all seriousness, I enjoy people who disagree because it's good talk
sure.
radio. I mean, if it's all day long you're talking to people who agree with you, that's boring, right? So
I always tell people nobody wants to hear a discussion where everybody just pats themselves in the back. You're right. That's totally boring. Nobody wants to hear that.
So anyway, I was sorry. We're going to finish with Doug Goring.
Maybe a little bit on that one part you were, but maybe a little bit. But
I don't know if you remember this, Todd, but a couple weeks ago we got a call from Kildeer, and I told the caller, Casey, I said, hey, we're going to be up there, you know, at Polar Service Center on the 15th stop by or 16th stop by, and guess what? He came in just a second ago. He said, where's Todd? So he really has no interest in you know, saying hi to me, but I did show him your picture, so we've got that. Anyway, Casey, you're talking to that microphone right there. How you doing?
No, not too bad. How are you guys today?
What do you do for a living?
I work on a ranch here in Kildeer.
It's pretty dry out there right now?
Oh, yeah, it's dry. We're really hoping for some moisture, get some good crops in, and feed some cows, feed some people.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. You guys are doing the Lord's work there, feeding cows and feed people.
That's right. Feed cows, feed the people.
So when you're out there fixing fence or doing you know, all the work around the ranch, you got the radio tuned into What's On Your Mind.
Yep, 550 K-Fire all day. Listen to you guys a lot. Really enjoy What's On Your Mind. Todd's program in the afternoon. And just have a good time up here.
Thanks for stopping by, Casey.
Thank you.
Good to see you. And we welcome others to come on by and see us as well. We're Polar Service Center just north of Kildeer today on the program. All right, finishing up with Doug Goring, the ag commissioner in North Dakota. And something you said before the break, Doug, I think is very important. I mean, obviously this is good legislation, and I like the word liaison better than ombudsman, because I can say liaison, by the way. So, you know, the idea that having that person in between, because the ultimate goal is to say we need more pipelines, right, to get the you know, product, whether it be gathering lines for natural gas so there's less flaring, or whether it's, you know, taking oil and putting it in a pipeline rather than on a truck or rather on a rail. And, you know, this is very important for the long-term future, and this piece of legislation helps make sure that if there are less problems, there are less concerns, and they're addressed when they come up, because they are going to come up, that ultimately you're going to have more pipelines, right? Is Doug still there?
Yeah, sorry,
Doug. We didn't have you up, so go ahead and start from the top.
I'm sorry. Yes, to your point, it is about putting more pipeline in the ground, but really we need to come back to a point where some just lack the understanding of how special the land, the resource is. And there's all these different elements out there that need to utilize that resource. Energy, the energy industry in as a whole needs to access that resource to develop their resource. But it's a matter of how we're going to treat, how we're going to interact, and how we are going to relate to the farmers and ranchers out there and that resource, which is the land. So really this is going to accomplish a lot by providing some assurances. The other component to this pilot program is the outreach and education component, and that's going to put us in a position where we can go out and have town hall meetings, we can have small group meetings, we can have meetings with individuals to help relieve some apprehension, some anxiety, give them a better understanding of some questions they may want to ask, such as, you know, what's the pathway that you're going to be coming through here or anticipate coming through, what's the width of the easement, what type of operations are going to take place? Are you going to plow it? Is it going to be trenched? Is it going to be backhoed? That all means something. That's significant. What's your slope? What's the soil types? What's the topsoil? What are those conditions? What kind of vegetation do you want reestablished back on pasture and rangeland? And what timeline are you looking at for cleanup, for touching up, for doing, you know, some site work and picking rock and removing debris? All those things are important. And they're important to all of us as landowners, farmers, and ranchers. We just want to make sure that it's put back the way it was. And that's going to help immensely. Now, the other thing is, because when the governor signed this, it has an emergency clause. It goes into effect immediately. No more did this bill get signed on Monday. We already had interviews yesterday with contractors. I have more today. And I shouldn't say contractors, with those that we'd be contracting with. They could be individuals, they could be entities, to do this work as an ombudsman. So we hope to have this program up and running in the very near future and start to relieve some anxiety some headaches and heartaches and help people through some of this so that we can continue to establish better working relationships out there on the land.
Good stuff. Doug, appreciate you joining us today. And again, congrats on it. And glad, by the way, it kicks in pronto. Another little piece of that legislation that's unique with the emergency clause and gets going good. But we really appreciate you. You know, again, this is something we talked about all throughout the campaign. It's fun to see those things come from campaign promise to actual reality. And in this case, a new position. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys take care. Have a great day.
We will. We're in Killdeer, North Dakota. Doesn't get any better than that, by golly. It's perfect.
That's right.
Good to talk to you, Doug. Thanks a bunch. Yep. Live today at Polar Service Center in Killdeer, North Dakota. And next up, we're going to chat with Mike Evans. Mike is the president and CEO of Polar Service Centers. Mike, thanks for having us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing great. Got a chance to chat with Mike on the Energy Matters program a couple of weeks back. And now, obviously, up here, getting a sense of what Polar Service Center is doing here. I wanted to first ask you just to compare doing business here in North Dakota. You flew in here from Boston. You obviously are working with your 32 service centers across the country. What's business environment in North Dakota like compared to our peers around the country?
Well, business opportunity in North Dakota is, quite frankly, is great. I mean, it's exciting to do business here. We're a pretty new entrant to this market. I think we opened the service center up, I'm going to say, roughly 4 years ago, maybe in 3.5. But we have established service centers in Houston and Spartanburg, South Carolina, or in Marietta, Ohio, that have been around for a long time. And, those are exciting opportunities or exciting markets as well. But coming into North Dakota, it's a different environment than from what we're used to. And the oil patch up here has been a unique challenge for us. But it's something we've really grown as an organization and learned a lot about ourselves and our customers and how to best support them. And so, you know, I think the sky's the limit for the future here in North Dakota. Our service center here in Killdeer is growing. We're going to continue to expand and offer more opportunities for employment and more opportunities for us to support our customers. So that's all exciting stuff.
And I love the level of commitment to, this oil play and to this region. Obviously, you're in a lot of oil plays, so you can compare them fairly. But you came in here and you bought property, right? And you bought acreage, and you're expanding in Williston and want to buy property. That isn't like sort of, I'm here for, a quick gain and then we'll see you later.
Right? Oh, that's absolutely right, Scott. We're here for committed for the long term. That's why we came in and bought the property, and that's why we've invested and put in the tank wash and put in all the additional bay space here. And, no, we're here for the long haul.
We talked a lot about that tank wash, but, if that's something that's right here as well, in addition to the other things, when we continue here as we go throughout the program today, we're also going to talk a little bit about the positions you need, because you've made the case. You're here for the long haul, and you're growing and you're expanding, not hitting any pause buttons here, and we'll talk specifically about the levels of experience that they're especially looking for here at the Polar Service Center in Killdeer. Mike, thanks for sharing part of that story. We'll chat some more on the other side of the break.
Great, thanks.
We're in Killdeer, North Dakota today at Polar Service Center. If you're interested in one of these jobs, by the way, the number that folks are calling for, 507-696-1164. More when we continue live from Killdeer. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have indicated that law enforcement has a firearms usage success rate much lower than John Doe citizen. The study, the last one I read, indicated that every time a John Doe citizen used their firearm to protect himself or stop something bad going on, it took a maximum of three bullets. And tops were like 17 for the same basic job. So I think the Bismarck newspapers needs to study their facts a little bit more before they write crazy articles. Bye.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And, appreciate you sharing some more studies, although quoting studies tends to get you in a little bit of trouble on the program, in case you hadn't noticed. I quoted John Lotz, and we had somebody else call and say some others. But we are actually going to invite Cameron to come on with John Lotz. I'm actually looking forward to that program. I think it'll be great fun. Live in Kilbeer today, more of the story of Polar Service Center. We're chatting with Mike Evans, the president and CEO of Polar Service Center. We're also going to meet one of a handful of North Dakotans that will be running in the Boston Marathon on Monday. And she's doing it for a great cause, so look forward to chatting about that as well. I want to take a moment to tell you about my pals at Heedalls. Now, Heedalls has it. You've heard that slogan before, right? Because they're an auto parts store, and Heedalls has it means if you need a part, they've got it, because they're the complete auto parts headquarters, supplying everything from belts to bed liner systems for your pickup truck to, you need radiator service from the big industrial units to the smallest radiator, they service them all. I mean, here's one of their traits. They can make almost any hydraulic or air conditioning hose. They can do it, and they just supply what you need. But Heedalls has more than the parts. Heedalls has people. And Dick Heedall told me once, he said, you know what our secret weapon is? Our people. It's amazing. He said, you got to meet these folks. And so I have been. And I was talking to Bruce Hoffer the other day in Minot. And Bruce has been there about a decade. Before that was Man's Automotive. So, 30 years in the auto parts business. And loves working with people every single day. And I ask him what I ask, all the Heedalls folks, because most of them are car guys, what was your first car? 53 Chev Bel Air. He said he got it for free, but it didn't run. His dad was a mechanic at Fisher Motors, and evidently the secretary had it and got it out of her garage. They towed it home, and he put about 150 bucks and got it running. So pretty cool story. And loves working with their customers. And that store in Minot has been around since 1943. I mean, the war years, for crying out loud. helping customers every step of the way. So stop and see Bruce and the team at the Heat All's location in Minot. Ask them about that 53 Bel Air. By the way, he had a 69 Pontiac Custom S later on, too, that he bought from his teacher. Pretty good story. So you ask him about that. And stop by any of the Heat All's locations. They're in Montana, all throughout North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, too, and tell them Scott sent you. Mike Evans is here, who's the president of Polar Service Center. And we're at the Killdeer location. I invite you to, by the way, stop by if you're in the neighborhood or give them a call here. They're taking your calls about career opportunities that we're going to tell you about as we go throughout the program. 507-696-1164 is Terry's cell phone number, and you're talking directly to the HR man. But, Mike, I wanted to ask you just a little bit more about, you know, the company itself, about Polar Service Center. And, you know, we're talking about career opportunities here, but you'd like to talk about what a great place this is to work and the atmosphere. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it's fun, Scott. It's interesting, let me say, that you asked me that question. You know, I mean, we're a professional place of business, and we've got a job to do, and it's very important we do that job and do it to the best of our ability, and we provide world-class support. But, you know, like anybody else, you know, our company's made up of people, and people want to enjoy where they work with. They want to enjoy the people they work with, and I think we have the right environment where people can enjoy their work but also grow and develop themselves professionally. It's interesting if you like to work on technical equipment, if you like to work on tractors or trailers, and that's the sort of business we're in, and we like to expand people's skills and skill sets so they can grow as people and take a bigger part in our company in the future.
And, you know, we're here in Killdeer, and you're expanding to Williston, so you're going to have two North Dakota locations.
That's correct.
Which is a neat story, but you're also you know, on bookends of North Dakota. You're in Billings, Montana. You're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I understand hiring there, too, huh?
Yeah, we really are. I mean, Polar Service Center is a Minnesota-based company, and we feel we have a pretty big commitment to the upper Midwest, and our facility in Billings, our facility here in Killdeer, and our facility in Minneapolis, we think cover the area pretty well. It's a growing area. It's a big commitment for our company, and the Williston opportunity is just something we want to basically double down on what we're doing here, so we're ready for when the oil boom comes back.
That's a neat story. Thanks for having us. We appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story, and it's a fun one, you know. It's one I think that's important for Polar to tell, too, quite honestly, because there's a lot of folks that are hitting the pause button right now and a number of others that are just cutting and running, you know. I mean, yep. You've had competitors of yours that have just, you know, packed up and said, we're gone, right?
Yep.
And you're doing the exact opposite. You're saying, bring me technicians, bring me more people, find me some land in Williston. So I think it's a story people need to hear right now.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I really appreciate that.
You bet. Absolutely. Terry, you can come on over here, too. We'll talk about some of these positions. Gary, anything else you want to add there as well? Are we covering everything?
We're all covered, Scott. I'm good.
Are we good? Yeah. The Joe Pesci lookalike you're going to stop by and see when you have a cup of coffee or a soda or a cookie or
We'll do the whole routine together.
Yes, exactly right. So if you meet Joe Pesci today at Polar Service Center north of Killdeer, ladies and gentlemen. They'll never know. They'll never know. So Terry Eckstein is the HR man here, and I've been giving out that 507 number. We've had people calling our switchboard, what's that number again? Yeah. They want the number, and I love this because, you know, a lot of folks say, well, go to our website or whatever. You just say, call me, right? You want folks to call you.
Just call me direct, and we are getting a number of calls. So if you go to voicemail, leave your phone number and name, and we'll get back to you within a couple hours.
Now, one thing that we want folks to know, and I mean, there's a lot of folks out there, especially that might know somebody or a family member or whatever, they say, you know, they hear us talking about it. They say, hey, they're paying up to $35 an hour. You got to call this place. But obviously, you're looking for a particular skill set. So we should maybe narrow this a little bit to so folks know what exactly you're looking for.
Jim. Sure. We're looking for mechanics and technicians who had experience working on trailer suspensions or doing brake diagnosis and repair or trailer electrical and air systems work. We're also looking for people with experience welding aluminum. Now, I mentioned a number of things there. We're not expecting to find someone that has all of those skills, but if an individual has one of those skills, we can teach them the remaining. And we just want people with that type of background to give us a call at 507-696-1164, and then we'll do a phone interview and determine if we got a good fit.
Say those again. So the different levels of experience. So I know, like, aluminum welding, by the way, they were telling me that that's hard to find a skill set. And you've got the aluminum welders right here. So if you need aluminum welding done too, that's another reason to call Polar Service Center.
Yeah, we're the place to come for aluminum welding.
But if I know aluminum welding, you'll teach me the rest of the stuff.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. And what else?
And if you have experience, I've gotten calls from a number of technicians and mechanics that work for truck dealers, so they're experienced on working with trailer suspensions and brakes and electrical and air systems. Someone with that type of experience can easily work, learn how to work on tank trailers with those same systems. So if anybody has that type of experience, give us a call and we'll talk, and we can find out over the phone whether we have a fit or not. You know, the other thing that's really exciting is we found now in the last couple months we're getting more and more people that want to move their families here to Killdeer. You know, up until the price of oil dropped, housing was not available. So most people were coming on their own and leaving their families at another location. So we're excited about the fact that we're able to hire people, and with housing more available, they can move the family here and develop their home right here in the Killdeer area.
Yes, Nate, they have the option also of getting housing through you, right? So
That's correct.
We've been talking about, you have townhomes here, some beautiful townhomes that folks ultimately can have as part of their employment package, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. So if they're able to now find spot at an affordable, you know, rent a house, buy a house, you know,
exactly,
apartment, whatever, they're getting $700 in addition to up to $35 per hour on the pay scale.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And right now, and at least for the next few weeks, we're offering a signing bonus. So if anybody gets hired on their first paycheck, they're going to have an additional $1,000 added to that first paycheck. And then we also have a $4,000 retention bonus. After a person's been here 1 year, they get an additional $4,000.
Yeah, that's a really great deal. That's fascinating. And the great benefit package, very competitive. We talked about that before, but,
we have a very good medical plan that includes dental and vision. And then we have an excellent 401k plan where the vesting is 100% right away on the first 3% that a person puts in. So our benefits are very popular, and I haven't found any companies actually in the United States that have as good a medical plan that we have, because we don't charge the employee that much for family medicals.
Amazing. Well, any kind of tank trailer experience at all, you're going to find a home here for a long time. And by the way, on the other side of it, if you know, they wash it, they weld it, they fix it, they could build you a trailer. You want to, Jerry told me that, if you need the sand trailer that we were exactly, whatever it is. But what kind of trailer were we going to sell? We were going to sell a trailer, too. I forget the kind of trailer we were selling.
A sand trailer.
Sand trailer. So if there's anybody within the sound of my voice that needs a sand trailer, Jerry is wheeling and dealing today.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So give them all a call. And Terry, tell us your number.
The number is 507-696-1164. But remember, for the rest of the day, Jerry and I are going to be here in the showroom in Killdeer. We've got lots of hot coffee, cold drinks, as well as some other snacks and that. And we'll be here all day. So even when we're off the radio, stop by.
I'm staying, too. I'm staying through the lunch hour.
So. And I'm going to go put on a jogging suit to do my whole Joe Pesci thing. So I'll change the gown.
So it's a meet and greet with Joe Pesci that will be happening at Polar Service Center north of Killdeer on Highway 22. If you miss the sign, you're blind. So it's as simple as that. You cannot miss that sign right there north of Killdeer on Highway 22. Anything else, Terry?
That's it. Just give me a call at 507-696-1164.
Okay. Jerry, anything else?
Nothing else, Scott. Come on out and
other
apply.
Other than buy the trailer.
Buy the sand trailer, for sure. But come on out and apply if you've got experience.
It sounds good. Yeah, I'd love to see you. Come on by and say hi. We've already had some folks stop by, and appreciate that very much. And if you're obviously not able to make it by today, a phone call is a good way to go as well. 507-696-1164. Thanks a bunch, guys. It's been a fun day here in Killdeer, without question. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with, I think it's a great story. I mean, I love marathoners because of the dedication it takes getting ready for a marathon. I mean, it's just so foreign to me, I can't even imagine, right? I mean, the level of tenacity and fortitude that takes. So that in and of itself is pretty admirable. But we have a really neat story we want to tell you about. One of the handful of folks that will be running from North Dakota in the Boston Marathon on Monday. But not only, running the Boston Marathon, doing it for a cause and raising some dollars for suicide prevention because of a really neat story. So when we come back, you're going to hear a great story today. Stay tuned for that. Tennille Clubman will join us and tell us about why she is running with a purpose Monday at the Boston Marathon. I think there's four or five North Dakotans that'll be running in the Boston Marathon. Tell you about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's time to pack up the What's on Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is, competitive Bakken pay, starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck, $4,000 retention bonus after your first year, one of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at ET Egg Center at High Plains Apache. You know what the ET Egg Center is? If you need an application part, they've got it. Simple as that. They sell those Apache sprayers, which are some of the best of the best, and some other brands as well on their website at highplainsapache.com. But, of course, in my mind, Apache is just the best sprayer out there, no question about it. But they now have the new ET Egg Center. And so if you need a sprayer part, I mean, the spray tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves, anything, they've got it. It's as simple as that. 50,000 parts on hand. If they don't have it, they'll have it at your doorstep in a day or two. Very easy to go. HighPlainsApache.com or give them a call at 855-247-0420. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Tennille Clubin is here. And Tennille is a runner. She'll be in the Boston Marathon Monday. She's running with a purpose. It's a great story. One of the four or five North Dakotans that are running. Tennille, thanks for joining us today. How you doing?
Thank you for having me, Scott. I'm doing great. How are
Fantastic.
You?
Are you excited for Monday? Is it getting real now?
Yeah, both excited and nervous.
Now, how do you get into the Boston Marathon? You have to qualify?
Yeah, so you qualify, and it's broken down by your age and gender, and then so there's different qualifying standards based on those factors. So, yeah, you have to qualify. So you have to the race itself has to be Boston Marathon approved, I guess you would say, and then yeah, just getting that time for your age and gender.
And I understand you recently got together with the other North Dakotans that are going to be in the Boston Marathon. How many of them are there?
Well, so I just looked it up, and I counted that there's actually 47 runners
wow.
in North Dakota, which is pretty impressive, yeah. But I got together with three others, so there was four of us that got together for a run a couple weeks ago, so that was nice. One of them had run Boston before, so it was great to get her perspective on, you know, tips and things that she would do, you know, that she would do again and things that she would do differently, so that was very nice.
That's cool. So I love that you're running, and I love that all 47 North Dakotans are running
yeah.
In the Boston Marathon. But what I most love about what you're doing it for a purpose. And they even have a website that has done it. And the purpose is to raise awareness and raise some funds for suicide prevention.
Correct.
And
yep.
because of a story that happened to you with a young girl that you babysat. So tell us a little bit about this girl, first of all.
So the young girl that, well, and her mom babysat me even when I was younger. So our, you know, our family relationships go way back. And it was crazy. When I had first told her about the story and what we had planned on, she sent me a couple pictures of Cassidy and I. And one was, you know, I was holding her when she was a baby. So that's just how far back, our families go. And anyway, she, you know, was just a fun-loving, energetic, lively girl, you know, was what everybody saw. And so many of us, you know, besides her close family, didn't know the struggle that she was dealing with internally and that she was struggling depression for, you know, over a year before when the family first found out about it, before, you know, ultimately taking her own life because she, you know, just felt that was the only way to cope. And so this whole thing is just about getting people talking about mental illness, and because I feel the more that we talk about it, the less a stigma is attached to it. And, you know, those people who are struggling can ask for help and ask for support, and that's really what it's all about.
That's fantastic that you're doing that and using pain, obviously, mm-hmm. from that particular situation to ultimately get awareness out there, get people talking about it, and hopefully preventing future suicide so
yeah.
Cassidy's family doesn't have to go through, other families don't have to go through what Cassidy's family did, and you
right.
did as an acquaintance, yeah.
Yes.
Because it just rips your heart out, doesn't it? I mean, we all know stories, we all know people, whether it be family members or acquaintances or whatever, that have resorted to that. You think of that level of despair, right? Somebody that loses hope, you just think, never. There's always somebody there that's willing to give somebody a smile or a lending hand or a hope or whatever, but, you know, it is mental illness, the bottom line.
Right.
It's just they're driven to that level of despair because of an illness that isn't any different than cancer or anything else. And if we know that and understand that, we can better help. So I'm really glad you're doing it. Now, how are you raising awareness and how are you raising funds? Tell us a little bit about what folks can do to help.
So, you know, I looked back at when we officially kicked this off, and Impact Foundation has been a great help to us. Pat Trainer and Scott Holdman over there, nobody does it better than them as far as, you know, helping people fundraise for charitable causes. And so they helped us set up a fund, which is where all donations are directed to. And I just looked at the date because people keep asking me, you know, when did you get this started? And you've done a lot in so little time. And so I looked back at the date. And so that fund was set up on March 9th, so, you know, just over a month ago. And then I have a Facebook page, Running with Purpose Fargo. And we set that up exactly a month ago today, on March 16th. And so since then, we've had really our media, if you say, campaign has gone really well. We were featured in an Area Woman article out this month, just on the news with Kevin Wallivan, Steve Hallstrom, your partner over there, has has so graciously let me be on his sports show every Saturday morning for the past like, 5 Saturdays leading up to this. And we have this website, runningwithpurposefargo.org, which is where all donations should be directed to. So if this cause, you know, tugs at your heart, if you've been impacted by somebody from, you know, with mental illness or suicide, please consider donating because, you know.
It's a great cause. It's a great cause. Whether it's a buck a mile, go a buck a mile at 2620 or, you know.
Yes,
or, you know, $262 or something like that. Runningwithpurposefargo.org. And our buddy Steve Hallstrom has a great interview with Tennille on that website as well. Tennille works at Vision Bank, by the way, where Murray and I bank in Fargo. I tell you, it's a great place. So thanks so much, Tennille. And God bless you. Good luck Monday. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. Live from Polar Silver Center. Killdeer today on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye. Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hinnon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, 4 for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips. All varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.